This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. A bill to help kids who have dealt with legal troubles graduate high school is making its way through the state legislature. Most youth who serve time for crimes never return to school. The proposed Bill of Rights would require schools to post on their websites what resources are available to those students. Denver High School student Ginger Frankel says youth need someone in school to help guide them.
When you feel like you have no one you trust to turn to, you could get caught up in things that are hard to escape.
Under the bill, students would get a customized support plan and would help them transfer credits earned while they were detained. In Colorado, there are 22,000 youth involved in the justice system. Some U.S. House members are trying to address the farm labor crisis. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports their ideas are from a working group focused on agricultural labor.
The recommendations focus on reforming what's known as the H-2A Temporary Agricultural Workers Program. They include streamlining the hiring and application process. Democratic Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo was part of the bipartisan group trying to find solutions. She says one issue she pushed for was making the visa year-round.
For dairy producers in particular, there's no seasonality to that. So one of the recommendations that we're going to be pushing for that was really important for my office was to make sure that workers are available year-round.
Lawmakers still need to turn their recommendations into legislation. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Educators and community members have a new website to help students with mental health and wellness. The Landscape of Well-Being and Belonging site provides tools and resources to increase feelings of belonging at school. In a statewide teacher survey last year, educators identified student mental health as their top concern. One in three staff said they needed social and emotional support too. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.